The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. On today's episode, myself, Mark Henry, and Bully Ray talk about SmackDown from this past Friday and the return of The Rock. What are the ramifications going to be? We talk about it on the Busted Open Podcast. Also, Maven joins us, who has the hottest YouTube channel going in pro wrestling. All that right now on the Busted Open Podcast. I do want to start from point A, and that is earlier that afternoon on Friday, The Rock was a guest on Pat McAfee's show. So let's go back to Friday afternoon and what Rock said on Pat McAfee's show.
The Rock headlining WrestleMania with Roman Reigns, SoFi Stadium, that was locked.
What?
We were doing it. In the beginning of 2022, Nick Khan, who we know, shout out to Nick, very good friend, long time, for years. He's the man. He was very instrumental in bringing Vince and I together. And about an hour later, we started talking about the potential of what this match could be between myself and Roman Reigns headlining WrestleMania at SoFi. And we shook hands and we hugged right there, all three of us at the table, and said, let's do this. And so the North Star, though, so then we had a year to really think about this. Yeah. So the North Star thought was, okay, let's not do something good, let's not do something great, let's do something unprecedented. And it was in, what can we create for the fans that has never been done before? A match, great. Roman, incredible athlete. He's going to be on Mount Rushmore.
Super handsome. Right?
Super handsome, good dude. My cousin, family, amazing. We can have the match. But the bigger thought was, what can we do for the fans in this business that we love that will, where WrestleMania isn't the end of something, it's actually the beginning of something bigger.
Got it.
So
what happened?
We got really, really close, but we couldn't actually nail what that thing was. So we decided to put our pencils down, and then we agreed, hey, listen, there is a merger coming up. Eventually that will happen. There's WrestleMania in Philadelphia.
Oh, what are you saying?
I'm saying that that's a potential too. I'm open. But again, let's figure out what that is, because the fans deserve something just incredible and unprecedented. And not only that, but also want to deliver to the locker room and the boys and the girls back there who are working their asses off. What can we do to put them in a position where they're part of something that is a new change, an era in this world of pro wrestling? Again, Vince is a big picture thinker, as you know.
Yes, sir.
And this is why we've gotten along for years, just trying to think big picture. So,
all right, guys. Obviously, we're going to leave this open for Mark to give your take, Bully to give your take. I usually ask your takes first. You guys are the Hall of Famers. Would you mind if I give you my take first? Because I can't bite my tongue.
Go ahead.
All right. So when this Bloodline story started, we all knew that eventually it was probably going to end up with Roman and Rock in the ring together. When WrestleMania tickets went on sale for LA, we all assumed that the main event was going to be Roman and Rock. It obviously didn't go that way. Something beautiful and something organic happened, and that was, to me, Cody Rhodes. Now, you had a main event at WrestleMania 39 with Cody and Roman. A WrestleMania, by the way, guys, that broke records. I mean, we found out after WrestleMania 39 that ticket sales, eyes on the product, streaming, yada, like merchandise, every possible record you could break, WrestleMania 39 broke. It was the most watched WrestleMania of all time. Okay? And oh yeah, by the way, the carryover just as strong. We keep hearing live events, other pay-per-views, SummerSlam, Payback, blah, blah, blah. The WWE, business-wise, money-wise, has never been hotter. The money that the WWE is making is unprecedented. Seriously. I mean, we're even having the conversation, could this era be even bigger than the Attitude Era? I'm not going to get into that discussion now, but that discussion is happening. That argument is happening. Now, I thought that that moment at WrestleMania 39 was Cody's moment. You guys explained to me, not his time. Let's get Cody bigger. And you know what? Since that day, up until this past Friday afternoon when Rock made those comments, I have been consistently eating crow to the point, guys, that I'm starting to like the taste of crow because I eat it every day. Okay? You guys forced it down my throat. But now I actually enjoy the taste of crow. But after those comments on Friday, I think completely different. Why? Why in God's name would The Rock make the comments that he did on Pat McAfee's show? The match between The Rock and Roman didn't happen at WrestleMania 39. For whatever reason, it didn't happen. But why mention that? Why say that? Because that just kills what we did see at WrestleMania 39. Now the WWE, excuse me, Rock, but it's not all about you, Mr. Movie Star. They actually built a story that the fans are invested in. And they actually have somebody that they love in Cody Rhodes. I'm sorry, guys. You may think differently. I think The Rock spread open his cheeks and shit all over it. Why? Because he said that the match was supposed to be his at WrestleMania 39. And who knows? Maybe it could happen at WrestleMania 40. I'm sorry, Rock. That was extremely disrespectful. And I'm saying it, and you guys may kill me on it. You may say I'm wrong, and you may say that you're out of line, and I'm crossing the line. And maybe I am. Maybe I'm crossing the line because I'm not a wrestler, and I'm not a part of this business. But from my eyes, The Rock was completely disrespectful to the business of the WWE and completely disrespectful to Cody Rhodes. I'm saying it now. Rock, and I'll give you a fucking number if you want to call in. 877-344-4893. You were disrespectful to the business of the WWE by what you said on Pat McAfee's show, and you're disrespectful to Cody that I'm a fan of and millions of people are fans of. The business didn't happen. Get over it. Move on.
Whoa. Dave. I disagree and I agree. I disagree with the fact that he was disrespectful. But I do agree that it was a little selfish. Like, sometimes you got to keep some stuff to yourself. Because Cody is on the trajectory of being the face of pro wrestling. And that basically said that it fell through. It was a lock. His words, not mine. It was a lock. We were doing it. But whatever happened, it fell through. So that was a contingency plan.
That's it. That's what that,
because you don't want to be the contingent. I don't want to be plan B. And that's what he basically said.
And Mark, on top of that, all right, it was plan First of all, saying it was Plan B, a little disrespectful in my book, from my eyes.
Yeah, but you then keep you that just, shit to yourself.
But then you just said that, you know, that Plan B that worked and that hit. You know what? I could completely erase it. I could completely scratch it out because we might still do business. He mentioned WrestleMania 40. He mentioned Philadelphia. He mentioned it.
Yeah.
So not only was that Plan B, Cody and Roman Plan B, but if I want to, I'll erase it and we'll do away with it and we'll go on with the original story that was supposed to be with Rock and Roman. I'm sorry. Keep that shit to yourself. That was disrespectful. As a wrestling fan, you know it's hard. All the blood, the sweat, the tears, the chairs. It's a hard day out there. And do you know what tastes incredible after a hard day in the ring? A Mike's Hard Lemonade. You get all hot and bothered, and then you can cool off with an ice-cold hard lemonade. Since day one, Mike's Hard Lemonade has been making lemonade the hard way. They take three kinds of lemons, all hand-picked, from family farms and cold-press them to create a taste like no other. They choose to do things the hard way because they know hard days deserve a hard lemonade. That's why for 25 years, nothing has tasted better after a hard day than a Mike's Hard Lemonade. Find now in store. Mike's is hard. So is prison. Don't drive drunk. Premium malt beverage with flavors. Mike's Hard Lemonade Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Whether you're shopping for grads, getting an early gift for dad, or just looking for a little something new or used for your shelf, you'll find it at HPB. And you'll get almost everything for an extra 20% off during the big sale at Half Price Books this Memorial Day weekend. Saturday, May 25th through Monday, May 27th, save big in-store at your local Half Price Books and at HPB.com. Offer cannot be combined with other coupons. Exclusions apply. To learn more, visit HPB.com.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
The best part of spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. It's kind of like when you find out you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. It's time to switch to Mint Mobile. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited-time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bustedopen. That's mintmobile.com/bustedopen. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bustedopen. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Hey everyone, it's Howard Bender from the Andy Up Podcast. Every weekday, Adam Ronis and I serve you up the picks, plays, and fantasy information needed to win your bets. You know, this isn't just your average sports betting show, though, for one very good reason. We won't tell you what to do unless we've already done it ourselves. That's right. We put our money where our mouths are, so we're just as invested in each bet as you are. Subscribe today wherever you get your podcasts or listen on the SXM app, free for most subscribers.
Let's bring in our next guest. And this gentleman has really not only heated up, but maybe even burned down YouTube over the last couple of months. And I'll admit, this gentleman and I have not always seen eye to eye. You know, at many times there has been some heat between him and I. But, man, I got to understand that for the most part, he's ultra talented and he's a professional. And what he's doing on YouTube, I'm very addicted to right now. And that is Maven, who joins us here on Busted Open. Sir, how are you? And thank you for the time.
No, it's my pleasure. And Dave, don't you worry. I can put our old heat, you know, in the back seat for the time being. And thank you for having me on the show.
And I feel like more about it is like circumstance. There was a time that you and I got along very, very well. Things obviously in ISPW went a little bit awry, but anyway, let's put that aside. As you said, let's get down to the business at hand. And that is your channel on YouTube. And I look at what you've been able to accomplish with your videos. And there's two things that the two E's I feel like you've accomplished on your YouTube channel. One is educating the audience and entertaining the audience. Are those the two things that you wanted to accomplish with your videos?
Yes, absolutely. When I was approached, I immediately told the guy who approached me, I was like, I don't think I'm a big enough name. You know, I mean, obviously, when you think of starting a channel, when you think of you know, a named wrestler, you think of one of the guys that's you know, here, you think of Mark, you think of Bubba, you think of someone like that, a Cardona, someone. And I tried to talk him out of it. And he told me, he was like, no, actually, you're perfect because people will know who you are. But you've been gone for so long that you can reintroduce and almost reinvent yourself. But if he told me in our first Zoom call, he was like, wrestlers do it wrong. He was like, you know, for lack of a better term, they have podcasts, and podcasts for someone like you just won't work. So educational and entertaining is exactly what we were going for. Now, I had a couple caveats. I told him, like, I'm not burying anybody. I have no problem burying myself. And talking about my shortcomings, but as long as I'm not burying anybody, let's do it. And no one's more surprised about the success than I am. I can guarantee you that.
Maven, you said you're surprised by the success. Why? And what do you attribute the success to?
I'm the wrestler that never lived up to, I think, what my potential was. And a lot of that's on me. And Bubba, you'll understand when I say this. I was a professional wrestler, but I wasn't professional. I enjoyed being there, but I also enjoyed all the trappings that came along with being a WWE superstar. I had a blast. I tell anybody, I'll put my 15 years just from the time that time, you know, through up against anybody's for fun. But I let other things get in the way of my progression. And I think as quickly as I was out the door, I was forgotten. So that's why when we put it out there, I just thought people would see the video, see it was me, and be like, he's still alive. Great. And then click on.
So I'm not trying to put words in your mouth. Is it fair to say that you were a young kid coming up through Tough Enough whose debut is eliminating The Undertaker from the Royal Rumble? For the first time, you had some money in your pocket and you were a part of the Attitude Era.
Absolutely. Full stop. Full stop. And then, at that, you know, the crescendo of my career, you know, peaked that night that I eliminated Taker and then was on the way downhill. I think I could have done a lot more. I mean, obviously, I think everybody in our business believes they can do more. But yeah, you're 100% right.
Did you get caught up in the lifestyle?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Who couldn't? You know, when you're in your mid-20s and you finally have a little bit of money, you have a little bit of a name. I mean, I don't think I was an ugly guy, so I had a little bit of attention from the fair sex. And yeah, it's very easy. You know, and Bubba, you were at my house in Virginia. You saw the country town that I grew up in. I mean, all of a sudden I was in, you know, all over, you know, in cities I'd never been in, you know, countries I'd never dreamed of going to. And not only that, but with guys that a year earlier I was watching on TV and then talking to my sixth grade class about.
I mean, it's weird. How you came from this nice country town. You're, you know, respectful and quiet. Like, who took you under their wing to turn you into the party animal that you were back then?
I was around for the party. I don't know this quiet person that you referred to.
And it's funny because I literally still remember the night that I broke my leg on SmackDown. Mark, you were there. You were there. You took me to the hospital afterwards. But we had a good time, and like I had a blast. Don't get me wrong, I had a blast. But that, you know, it's I was young and I was a kid. If I had to all over to do again today, I would do things differently. So that's why. But Mark, Bubba, you've nailed it. You hit the nail on the head, 100%. Hey, we had some good times, didn't we?
Man, we had more than good times. We had more than good times, Marvis. We had more than good times.
But one thing that you said, Maven, one of the things that, and I feel like it is the same with this show, guys. Like, people like listening to this show because it's genuine. It's from the heart.
Yeah.
And it's honest. Whether people agree with it or not, it doesn't matter. It's honest. Maven, you're honest in these videos. Like you said, I think a lot of fans have gotten accustomed to listening to podcasts and reading books where the wrestler in question is just pointing fingers. I didn't get here because of this person. I didn't do it. But you're quick to just look in the mirror and say, I was at fault. Like, in one of the videos, you talk about when you got the call from John Laurinaitis that you were being let go. Like, obviously, it hurts you. Obviously, you were shell-shocked. But at the same time, you reflected at, like, man, why didn't I do this better? He gave me he told me, hey, you got to get a little bit better. Hey, get into the ring a little bit more. And you just didn't listen. Like, I love the fact that you're honest and saying, I didn't get where I should have been because of myself.
One thing that I feel like you're leaving out of the equation is during that time, a lot of it was left up to you. That you had to go be a preemptive striker. You had to go and be there early and leave late.
Yeah.
Today, they don't have a choice. It's like, hey, the time is this time. Be there or your ass is gone. So they force them today to be on point and to be like back then, the company was running two tours and both tours were doing 250 days a year. Yeah. So they didn't have time to micromanage you.
Yeah.
So like I went to the gym because I just love going to the gym. And then wrestling wise, I had two people telling me two different things. Hey, you don't need to do all this. You ain't never going to use that. And then I had another regime that was like, no, you need to learn everything everybody else know so you can understand what that is. And was there somebody, anybody, that was like, Maven, I'm going to meet you at 1 o'clock. We're going to go do this in the ring.
No. I mean, not a soul.
So you can't say that was all your fault.
Well, but okay, but I had Johnny literally who would pull me aside handfuls of times and just be like, Mave, you got to get to the ring. You know, guys, they're getting better. They're leaving you behind. And I mean, and I know he meant well. I know he was just trying to, because, I don't think anyone's ever been on WWE television that was more green than I was. Like with absolutely no back. The only thing I had to rely on was an athletic background. But besides that, I still didn't know psychology. I would go down there if I had to learn moves for that night. And he was after me to do it. But you're right, Mark, there was nobody that was, saying, hey, at 2 o'clock after catering, you have to be in the ring for almost like a class or a seminar. I wish there was. I wish there was. But Maven, again, that goes along with just being a professional wrestler, but just not being professional.
Right.
Maven, take me back to that night in the Royal Rumble. Let's go through a little timeline of events.
Okay.
When did you find out you were going to eliminate The Undertaker?
The day of, when I walked in and saw Shane and Taker, I found out the day before. I was in HWA at developmental, and Les Thatcher called me into his office and said, they're flying you down tomorrow for the Rumble. And he knew nothing else. And I thought, you know, they're just trying to continue with getting the Tough Enough name over. So I thought, I mean, who would have thought what would have happened? I thought I would go out, literally go in, get a pop, and then get thrown out. It wasn't until I arrived at the arena, which was probably around 3:30 due to my flight, and they had told me, they were like, go see Taker and Shane at the ring. And that's when they told me.
Okay, so you go see Taker and Shane at the ring.
Yes.
From as much as you can remember, tell me about the conversation.
All right, Shane starts it off, and yeah, I mean, gosh, Shane's just the coolest. And as nonchalantly as he could say it, I mean, this is the most important, you know, this is, my life had led up to this point, you know, and he's saying it like he's ordering something off of Uber Eats. But he's like, yeah, Mave, so we thought we're going to have, you know, the spot where Taker, he's going to eliminate the Hardys, he's going to eliminate Lita, we'll have your music come out, he'll, you know, give you a boot or something to put you down, and then when his back's turned, we'll have you hit him with that drop kick of yours to eliminate him, leaving just you in the ring. Literally, nonchalantly, like it was nothing. And then Taker, you know, ribbing me, looks down at me, and he goes, are you effing kidding me? And I was like, I was just, yeah, man, I would have crawled under a rock if I could have. I was terrified. Yeah, like, oh, God, like, please. I was like, Shane, please don't tell me you just broke this to Taker right now. But it turns out Mark was in on it. And at that point, my life was just pure terror.
Now, you're brand new on the main roster, young boy.
Fourth time on television.
There you go. You're eliminating Taker in the Rumble. You know Taker's on board with it because he's right there when he's being told. You know this is what the office wants. Anybody else in the Rock locker room give you the side eye, though? Was anybody like, what the hell's going on? This kid don't deserve it.
I'm sure everybody. I mean, it's one of the things that before Andrew Test, before he passed, you know, he would give me the side eye all the time. And we became really close before he passed, but yeah, he had no problem with telling me he was not on board. But hell, Devon hated me more than anybody. Devon, like one of my best friends to this day. And, but I can't say that any of them were wrong. I didn't deserve to be where I was at. But the thing about that people don't realize about professional wrestling, deserves got nothing to do with this business. People hope it and wish it did, but it's got nothing to do with this business.
Wait a minute. Say that again.
People hate this fact, but it's true. Deserve and professional wrestling has nothing to do with it.
Dave, did you hear the word?
Yep, I sure did.
What word did he use?
Deserve.
What word do I hate?
Deserve.
Because nobody deserves shit in pro wrestling.
Not a thing.
Now, Maven, I know why I think that after 30 years. I know why Mark probably agrees and why he, but your younger wrestling mind and what you've learned, tell me why nobody deserves anything in the wrestling business.
Well, I mean, if you went on the word deserve, that would mean that everything you achieved in the business was due to something you did. And that's just not the case. We're put in positions because of people in a room and a production meeting thinks that it's going to elicit a reaction from a crowd. Whether they're right or wrong, it's not because it's anything you did. Some things they're correct on, some things they're not. I mean, if it had to do with if deserve earned everybody, you would have nothing but a bunch of, you know, 5'9", 5'10", guys that can work their tail off, do Broadways every night, you know, as all your top guys. And Tough Enough would have never existed. We're in the entertainment business, entertainment. It's all about entertaining people. It's all about having people tune in to watch a channel so sponsors want to pay big bucks. And just then when you go overseas, you can put butts in seats and T-shirts can be sold. That's what the business is. And some guys knew that in order to put, you know, you had to put other guys over. Taker, thank God for me, he knew that.
Something that you do on this channel is you're you. Maven. Even while I'll say this, Maven. Like, even during this interview, for people, you know, to kind of paint a word picture for people who are listening. Dude, you're just a cool cat, brother. Like, you're sitting back in your chair. You got your legs up. Like, you're in the T-shirt and sweats. And you're just like a regular dude talking, you know, just shooting the shit. It's the same way on these videos. Like, for those who watch these videos, first of all, they're short. They're not too long.
Yeah.
Like, so you're invested in every second and you're watching it because it's not taking too much of your time and you get right to the point. The other thing, when you're doing these videos, it's like you're laying back in the chair or you're in your car driving as you're doing it. Like, I think another thing that I love about it is it's you just being you. And I feel that instantly that the viewer feels a connection with you, almost like they've known you for a long time, and it's very, very casual. I'm sure that was done on purpose as well. Am I right?
Yeah, well, and it is. And I also, at 46 years old, I have no agenda. I don't give a damn if anybody likes me. I don't care. I don't care if they like me, hate me. I don't. All I want them to do is just see the business a little bit different. I don't have an agenda. I'm not reaching out to AEW or WWE. Hey, did you see my latest video? Why don't you bring me in? No, so first and foremost, I'm trying to just be honest. You can love what I say. You can hate what I say, but you're going to leave hopefully respecting that. Yeah. Maven, you know, he was truthful. He was honest. And I'm giving an account from my position. And the reason why this is a format that would work for anybody, and I've said it, like, it's not like there's a bag of money that YouTube has that I want at all. I'm giving my stories. I can't give Bubba stories. I can't give Mark stories. I can only give my stories. So, hell, everybody else, go out, do what I'm doing. It's, you know, because you're, hell, if someone else is successful, their videos might lead to me. Like, I love what Stevie Richards is doing on his channel as well.
Yep.
You know, he has an amazing channel. And it's, and I know people probably think that, you know, that we're in competition. Could not be further from the truth. Stevie and I talk every day. We shoot ideas by each other. We shoot videos by each other because we realize that everybody can succeed in this. There's not one, like, top upper echelon, you know, guy or position. That's what I love about doing it. But yeah, love it or hate it, man, I'm gonna be me. At 46, I'm too old to care about what people think.
Dave, I thought that's when you were gonna hit him with one of your passive aggressive comments. Well, you know, Busted Open is the number one podcast and radio show on the entire planet.
But you know what, Bully and Mark, and you guys both know this as well. What have I always preached since day one when we started this show is that we're a community. Like, you know, we're not competing against one another. We should be working together because the stronger this show is, the stronger the other shows are, and vice versa. Like, and but yeah, Maven's not even close to our numbers. But Maven, another thing, like, you know, you talk.
It's good to have gold.
It is. And by the way, Maven, I got to be honest with you. You're a damn handsome man. Like, that is one thing I got to give you. Holy shit. When you walk into a room, and I'm being completely honest, women's heads turn. You're a head turner.
Oh, I thought you was going to say their panties drop.
Well, you know, he's
that he's what, too.
You're what you call a PDW. You know what a PDW is, Maven?
I'm all ears.
It's a panty dropping wrestler. You're a panty dropping wrestler, Maven. You well, walk listen, into a 40, room.
At 46, I'll take it. Hey, I've been out with Bubba before, and he has actually utilized that to both of our benefits. So.
Yes, I have. You know what, Maven? You make great bait.
I'll take it.
Maven is a hell of a chum line.
Bubba got that pimp spirit.
Maven, go over there and go talk to them two girls. When the time's right, I'll come in from the left and knock them both out.
But what the one thing that I can say that I did achieve in wrestling is I got guys' respects, I think, over time, like Bubba, like Mark. So the point to where I haven't seen Bubba in years, and I walked into, you know, an Impact show a few weeks ago, and like just you know, seeing you and embracing you and being able to pick up right where we left off, you know, for starting where I did, you know, hated in a WWE locker room, and to be able to get to that point, if nothing else, I think that just that shows that I did everything for the right reason. I hope anyway. Hell,
Maven, you, Miz, myself. There's certain guys that came into business that we weren't wrestlers.
Right.
We came from an outside world. And we all went through that. Like, they hated us because they didn't know us. They didn't know what our agenda was. They thought that we were coming and making fun of what wrestling was. Or they thought that we were just coming to get a bag of money, and they worked their whole lives to get the money we got from the start. So it was a lot of stuff that I understand.
But I do too.
You just, you know, I mean, of course, at 46 and 52, like, we understand. But in that moment, when I was 25, 26, man, I didn't understand. No, and nobody was trying. That's what I was saying about you in a time of going to the ring. Nobody was trying to teach me. They wanted me to fail. They wanted Miz to fail. They wanted you to fail.
Yeah.
And we didn't give it to them. We all succeeded.
And I believe, and you know, whenever anybody asks me, you know, what I'm, you know, most proud of, it's from Tough Enough. Obviously, you look at Miz, you look at John Morrison, you know, there were guys that were way more successful than me. I'm happy that I was number one and that it got to a number two Tough Enough season, number three and subsequent seasons after that. Because if I would have went out there and just tanked, then they probably wouldn't have gotten to other seasons. That's what I'm most proud of. And that I feel like I was able to open the door a slight bit for guys like that. And gotta hang your hat on
something.
That's
awesome.
Gotta hang your hat on something.
And you gotta check out the videos. They're available now on YouTube. Maven has his own YouTube page, and right now there's 14 videos, and like I said, they're all around like over 500,000 views. Like I said, over 100,000 subscribers, and this just started. You're killing it right now. And
hey, Dave, can I ask one real quick question? Have any of you guys watched the Al's show on Netflix? I wanted your opinion if you have.
I have not seen an episode yet.
I have not. I've been planning on it. Just been busy.
Is it good?
I mean, it's good. I think it's a work, but it's really good. I mean, Al's great. It's just I wanted to see if you
great,
saw the
great job,
line.
Great job, Maven, by exposing Al's show. Good job, kid.
I don't know. It's a great show. No, it had me. I watched it 7 episodes. I went through it in like 2 days. So, yeah, it's great. I wanted y'all's opinion.
All right, we'll check it out. We'll talk about it here. Also, I'll see you at ISPW. ISPW on Friday, September 29th will be in Toto. And then the big 90s wrestling con that's taking place in Rockaway, New Jersey. I know, Bully, you're going to be a part of that as well at the end of the month.
I didn't get an invite.
Myself and Devon will be there. This will be our first signing together since the Impact 1000 show. So excited to see everybody out in Jersey that day.
Wow.
And Maven,
bring me good
pizza.
If you're going to bring, if you're going to be at the Freehold 90s wrestling con, bring me some good pizza.
Hey, Bubba, they actually have a few food trucks outside of those. They have good food.
Nice. Yeah,
you'll be happy. You'll be happy.
All right. Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. If you enjoyed this episode and want to hear more, please give a 5-star rating and leave a review. Subscribe today wherever you stream your podcast. Catch the full 3 hours of Busted Open Monday through Saturday at 9 a.m. Eastern on SiriusXM Foundation, channel 156. Go to SiriusXM.com/BustedOpenTrial to start your free trial today.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.